Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And today's a weird show because I have Rajiv and Tamara, Lifestyles Unlimited members, on the show with me. We're actually going to dig into their background. We're going to dig into their story. And the reason we're going to do it is because I guarantee you, you're going to learn something very important from this, what I'll call a power couple. Now, my description of them as a power couple has to do with the fact that I know them. I've known these folks for almost 5 years. As a matter of fact, they joined Lifestyles Unlimited right about the same time that I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, even though we joined in different locations. And ironically, at that time in their life, and also at that time in my life, we had all come to the same conclusion that what we were doing for retirement, well, it wasn't working. As a matter of fact, if we didn't do something about it immediately to change it, it was going to take us down a road that we did not want to go into. Now, for me, that happened as a result of a financial catastrophe when I left the military and wound up trying to get back into the workforce and spent 10 months literally unemployed, spending money like crazy. Now, Rajiv and Tamara, they had a different approach. They were working in a place called corporate America. You know, that place where they expect you to take your soul and leave it on the front doorstep as you enter the building. Okay, maybe corporate America is not that bad, but I think corporate America is the closest thing to military service without all the getting shot at, although there are some corporations out there that go into harm's way with the military, so I guess I can't even say that, right? But here's the point. At the 24-year mark in their careers, give or take a year, they realized that all of that time in corporate America wasn't getting them to where they intended to get to. And they started looking for a different approach. They, like me, found Lifestyles Unlimited, and they came and checked it out. And ironically, the information that they received was enough quality information to make them understand that Lifestyles Unlimited was actually ready, willing, and able, if you will, to help them change the dynamics of the life that they were living and to change it towards the direction they were trying to go. All right, that's a lot of introduction. So let me do this. Let me bring Rajiv and Tamara on the show. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. How y'all doing?
Hey, Al, we're doing great. Thanks for having us on. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, hi, Al. Thank you so much for having us.
So at that 24-year mark in your lives, now I'm not saying you guys are 24 years old. I mean, we can all do the math and figure all this stuff out, but you were literally at a quarter of a century dedicated to what you were doing in corporate America. Now, Rajiv, you were in the technical side, right? I mean, you've got all the smarts, you can know all that internet stuff and all that IT stuff. And Tamara, you're just really smart when it comes to taxes and accounting. So you guys are trading time for money in corporations. Tell me what that was like at that 24-year mark. What was going on in your minds when you came to Lifestyles Unlimited?
You know, Al, I think when we first both started, you know, both Tamara and I were in high tech and at a technology company. And I'd say for the first 10, 15 years, you know, we had a great time. We really enjoyed ourselves. The company we worked at, really dynamic, a lot of room for growth. But really towards the last 10 years of us working there, we really started to feel like it was not as fulfilling as it could be. We were starting a family. We had a couple kids in school. And, you know, I was finding myself, for example, leaving the house at 7 a.m., not getting back till 7 p.m., traveling for quite a few weeks out of the year. And, you know, after doing that for 10, 20 years, it's just not as fulfilling as it used to be. And so that's really the main thing that kind of drove us to start looking for something new. We really didn't know what we were looking for. You know, the people that we hung out with, whether it's friends or family, people in the workplace within our corporations, they all thought the same way. We really didn't know how to get out of the grind that we were in. And, you know, we were pretty lucky just to stumble onto Lifestyle.
Now, did you guys do the typical corporate America investment? In other words, your firm offered you that lucrative 401k, and they suggested that you should put as much money as possible into that thing, and that maybe they would possibly match that money. Did any of that happen for y'all?
100%. Yeah, we invested as much as we could into our 401k. Early in our career, we were fortunate to be at a company that matched it, but, you know, that quickly went away to where it was, you know, they'd contribute a little bit of money, but certainly we tried to put as much money as we could into our 401k. We, you know, tried to pay down our mortgage, and we followed the conventional advice. You know, with the amount of money that we had to invest, we would look to invest that in the stock market. Typically, early on, I should say, maybe through different stocks. And then later on, we connected up with a financial advisor and really relied on them to invest our money for us with really very little control.
So over about a 24-year period of doing exactly what you just described, basically pushing money over to somebody else, letting them deal with it for you, what kind of result did you arrive at that 24-year mark?
It was, you know, so we did well. We were fortunate in that we were able to save a good amount of money. But when we looked under the cover to see how our financial advisor had performed with us, that was mixed results at best. We were making money, not a lot of money. And it was really hard to determine, at least for us, how much of that money came from our own contributions versus how much money was actually generated, you know, through the investing by the financial advisor. And we felt like, you know, the way the financial advisor handled things, that was done intentionally, leaving a lot of gray area in terms of how their performance was.
Yeah, no kidding. It's that whole Wizard of Oz, don't look behind the curtain. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask them why they stepped away from that. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, you're not just joining me. You're joining me. You're joining Rajiv. You're joining Tamara. And what we're doing is we're talking about their real estate investing experiences. Actually, we're even going further back than that, because I want you to understand why they made an informed decision to stop doing everything that they had been taught their entire life to do. I mean, did you guys, by any chance, follow Dave Ramsey or read any of his books?
We didn't follow Dave Ramsey. You know, we were aware of him. We had briefly looked at him. But I would say both Tamara and I came from pretty conservative, financially conservative backgrounds, where we were taught to save our money and, you know, not overspend and do things like pay off your credit card every month. And so, you know, a lot of the concepts that we lived our life by, I think, were similar to some extent with what Dave Ramsey teaches.
Yeah, I'd agree with you 100%. I don't know how old your parents were in relative relation to how old you are. My parents lived through the effects of the Depression. So yeah, that whole debt thing was, you might as well have been cursing in our household, because that's how my family thought about debt. Is that the way you guys were raised?
Absolutely. Both my parents were immigrants, and, you know, they believed in not having any debt. And, you know, that's the way I grew up.
And same here. Both my parents did not want any debt, and they ended up paying off their home early, and they were very proud of it. And I did used to listen to David Ramsey, actually, on the radio daily. So very familiar with him.
Yeah, I think Dave Ramsey's actually got a great place in everybody's lives here, because I think he does a really good job of helping people understand the basics of financials and the basics of why you should do certain things and not do other things. But when it comes to investing successfully, that's kind of where Dave Ramsey stops and Lifestyles Unlimited picks up. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. Yeah, and I think the things that we've learned since joining Lifestyles in terms of how to look at your performance of a 401k, as an example, or, you know, the fact that your house is really not an investment. Concepts like that were brand new to us when we joined Lifestyles, and that's really helped us understand how to be much more financially successful.
Yeah, it's almost like when they present those concepts to you that debt is good and your house is really just a place that you consume, it kind of gets the hair on the back of your neck sticking up, doesn't it?
You know, it does, but for us, boy, it just made sense. Right. And when we took the 2-day, for example, and went through that, a lot of those concepts are talked about in a little bit more detail on the 2-day. And that was a big eye opener for us. You know, similar to, I don't know, Neo taking the red pill in the Matrix. You know, once we made it through that 2-day, we learned about things that nobody in either of our lives had ever talked to us about. And the ideas that were presented in a way, not only in a way that was understandable, but there was enough detail there in going through the mathematics of how things work to really make it real for us. And that's really what made the difference.
Yeah, I had all kinds of eye-opening experiences. We affectionately call those aha moments, do we not?
That's right. That's right.
So what were the big aha moments for the two of you?
I'll go first, maybe. You know, there was two that kind of stick out for me. The first one was just the simple fact that individuals like you and I can buy a multifamily property. That had never crossed my mind in the past. You know, everybody drives by apartment buildings, and I guess I just thought that there was, you know, billionaires that would buy them, or, you know, maybe large corporations that would buy them. It never even entered my mind that somebody normal like us could buy it. And, you know, I always think about the book Think and Grow Rich and the idea behind what a man can conceive and believe he can achieve. And really, that's a great example of that adage, what happened to us during the 2-day, because we really, for the first time, thought about buying a multifamily, and that eventually, you know, through the 2-day and some of the training afterwards, we believed that we could do it. And here we are today, you know, as multifamily owners. So that was the first one. The second aha moment, at least for me, being a type B personality, was going through the mathematics of it all. It's easy to get up in front of an audience and say you can do this or that, but really going through the detailed financials and, you know, seeing how things work and seeing that these investments, if done in the right way, can be really low risk. You know, that mathematical kind of walkthrough was really the other big aha for me.
And I'd say my aha moment was when they discussed how you could refi a property and take that money and, you know, return your capital and continue to get distributions on a quarterly basis. That was my big aha.
Yeah, I think it's really neat when you can pull the money back out of those investments and have zero of your own capital still in that investment, yet you own 100% of your shares, and oh, it's going to pay you. And all of a sudden, the math doesn't work because you can't divide by zero, right?
Yeah, that's 100% right. You know, and that's a big way that you can get the snowball going, the snowball. You know, we talk about in Lifestyles is the idea behind starting, you know, maybe a small number of investments, and over the period of several years, you know, that small number of investments turns into a large number of investments, and you can grow your wealth exponentially. And so that idea behind being able to effectively reuse your money, if you will, from one investment to another is really a powerful, powerful idea.
So when you finally decided that this was the path that you were going to travel, did you like burn the ships at the shore and just proceed strictly into real estate, or did you take a more cautious approach?
We took a more cautious approach. You know, we had some practicalities in our lives in terms of, you know, paying the bills, paying our mortgage, putting food on the table. So we needed some income to come in. And initially, our idea was, you know, we would each continue in our jobs and we would use some of the passive investing income from Lifestyles as a supplement, maybe to help pay for the bills, help pay for our kids' education. And that was how we started.
I'm going to go on a slightly different path here, because I think this is an important question to get out there. Did either of you retire from corporate America?
We both are today. You know, when we started in Lifestyles in 2017. As I mentioned, we initially had a plan to passively invest. As we went through all of the great training that Lifestyles provides, and, you know, we networked heavily within the community, both lead investors as well as passive investors. And for that first year, we tried to redeploy all of our money. We took some pretty aggressive steps in that, in terms of doing the investments. And, you know, we can maybe discuss that on the other side.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get deep into that, because here's the takeaway. Tamara got herself retired in 2 years. Rajiv, well, he took 4 years, but that's totally fine. And when we come back, we'll find out how they did it.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I do want to make this point to everybody out there. All right. This poor lady signed up for one of these stupid stock trading courses. Do you understand that trading stocks on a daily basis like this is really nothing but gambling? You might as well sign up for how to cut cards or how to play cards, because it's just insane. You're going to lose. The odds are against you. It isn't going to work. And you know what? I want to add this to it. And so is every other real estate course out there that has to do with flipping and wholesaling and working your butt off and busting your butt and taking advantage of people and selling stuff too high and buying it too low and ripping people off. Guys, we're not doing any of that. We're buying assets that make us passive streams of income.
Stick around. When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. One of our multifamily mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited, his name is Alex. He's a really great guy, much younger than me, and he has this concept that he followed. And the concept is, when you do this, you got to be all in. You got to ride the ships across the ocean, get to the shore, get on the shore, burn the ships, and never go back. And that is a very aggressive approach to real estate investing. And it's not for everybody. It was for me, because that's my personality type. I'm kind of a type A personality type. But you guys are more methodical. You're more, I'll just use the word, deliberate in your decision making before you take action. And as a result of that, you didn't follow that burn the ships mentality. You guys kind of eased into it because you were dealing with a lot of things in your life. You were trying to find balance. Is that a fair statement?
I think it's a fair statement. You know, I would kind of add to that and say that in terms of how we handled our job and employment, we were more deliberate. In terms of financially, we were, I think, pretty aggressive. And the reason why I say that is we joined in September. By the end of that year, we had done a cash out refi on our personal finance, pulled out a ton of money through that. And we had also liquidated almost all of our investments that we had in the stock market. And we did that within 2 or 3 months of joining Lifestyle. And so that money got redeployed. Once that money got redeployed over the course of the next year, we ended up liquidating our 401k and retirement accounts 100% and then redeploying that capital into other investments as well. So that took us a year, year and a half to do that, but we started that right away. Now, once we got into that process,
I think I have to point out that 9 out of 10 listeners that just heard that were very uncomfortable with what you just said, because you cashed in all your stocks. You got rid of the 401k. That's like the big no-no. You're not supposed to do that. Holy smokes. Can you help them understand why?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I would say up until probably August of 2017, if you had come to us at any period before that and said, hey, one day you're going to, you know, cash out of all your stock and 401k and liquidate it and move it into real estate, we would have told them they're 100% crazy, because there is no way we ever thought. And, you know, that's another thought that never entered our mind. But the thing that we found through the education, through talking to a lot of other people, you know, just normal people like you and I, we found that the 401k is really not a very good investment. You know, when you look at a high level, the money you put into a 401k goes into a lockbox that you can't touch until you're 65 or 70. You don't get any benefit by having that investment. And the growth of that 401k is not as much as you would think. In our particular case, you know, when we looked at our 401k over the years, going back to some of the earlier comments, it was really hard to distinguish what was actual gains in that 401k versus money that you contributed. Those things get mixed in the 401k, and it's very hard to distinguish that. And so overall, once we kind of realized that and realized what a poor investment the 401k is, you know, it was an easy decision to pull that money out and redeploy it in real estate, investing in a way that Lifestyle teaches in order to really benefit our family. And same thing goes with the stock investments, right? I think anybody that is invested in a mutual fund or a stock, especially over the last 2, 3, 4 years, you've seen the stock market go way up and way down. The example that really sticks out to me is, you know, if you think about investing $100 in the stock market takes a dip, let's say it goes down 50%, and now instead of $100, you have $50. Just to make it back up to break even, you have to double your money from the $50 level. So you have to earn 100% on that $50 just to make it back to $100. And that concept also was kind of new to us. And when you really think about it, you understand how hard it is to make true wealth in the stock market when it's always going up and down and you're having to constantly battle, you know, coming back up from the bottom.
Along with the fees that are paid to the agent, you know, if you make money or not, you know, that was hard to swallow as well.
Yeah, that fee income is a huge revenue provider for those entities. And at the end of the day, they kind of feel that they're doing you a good service if they can, you know, grow your account by 7 or 8% annually. Right. I mean, that's the stuff my financial planner told me. Did you guys hear the same line?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The projections that we got from our financial planner once we retire always looked great. But, you know, it always seemed like it's going to be hard to bridge the gap between today and that final stage. And, you know, all this discussion, we don't even talk about the lack of control that you have on your money. You're basically giving up your money to somebody that you effectively don't know in a financial planner, who effectively is investing that in companies that you have zero control over. And you really, it really is like gambling. A lot of people make that analogy, but you don't know how that money is going to perform. And you could very easily lose money or make money. And, you know, that's not the type of investment strategy that we want to bank our family fortunes on.
Yeah, I love the term dollar cost averaging, right? I mean, that's the way your financial planner tells you that the market is failing right now. You're losing money, but here's the way we're going to spin it so that you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cliches around that reinforce that in the public, like, You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and you know, you've got to invest in different areas, whether it's small cap, large cap, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, it's amazing how much of that has been put forth really to the benefit of financial planners and corporations, and not at all to the benefit of individuals that are trying to grow their net worth and their wealth.
So you guys got busy buying into apartment communities. I mean, you skipped single family and you went right to apartments. Why'd you do that?
We had enough savings built up to where it made sense for us to go straight into multifamily. We consulted a lot with other lifestyle members as well as our mentors in lifestyles. And, you know, they basically coached us and guided us down this path and educated us that, you know, because we're not in a situation where we have to grow our wealth, you know, with very little starting point, $5, $10, $15, $20, $50,000, we could skip over single family and invest in multifamily and grow our wealth quicker that way.
So over time, you were able to buy into 21 different deals. I mean, how difficult was that? I mean, did you have to go to like all over the country and inspect these apartment communities and do walkthroughs? And I mean, that's got to be nuts, dude. How much time did that take?
Well, it was super easy. You know, networking within lifestyles is incredibly easy. The way lifestyles is set up is great. It allows us to network and find other sponsors or leads, as we call them, that are putting these deals together. We've got a chance to know them, you know, personally, and decide whether we want to invest with them. And when it comes to the actual decision to invest, you know, we get visibility with all the people that we've met as to what deals they're working on. We can decide which deals we would like to pursue based on the information that they share. So that's, you know, maybe an hour of looking through information that they provide. Once we decide who to invest with, it's a simple sign-up procedure that takes 10, 15 minutes, and you're in the deal. And then after that, you know, the only time commitment is to read monthly reports that takes 20, 30 minutes, and you're done.
Yeah, it's pretty painless, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a great process, and you know, we're very fortunate to have been through it a few times.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask these guys how many deals that they needed to get into to make Tamara step away from corporate America. You're going to be surprised at her answer.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
I remember a preacher one time, he took over a church. He started giving a sermon, and everybody applauded the sermon, thought it was really good. They congratulated him, but that's really a good sermon. Then the next Sunday, he gave the same sermon again. And they go, yeah, that's a really good sermon. And then the third week, he gave the same sermon again. Finally, the church elders pulled him aside one day and said, hey, do you realize you're giving the same sermon every day? You haven't changed it up in 3 weeks now. And he looks at them and says, yeah, and I'm going to keep giving it until you guys get it. That's the way I feel sometimes. I feel like I've been giving the same sermon for 26 years. And some of you get it, and bless your hearts and souls. Man, I'll tell you, like last night I spent some time with people. There's some great, great members of Lifestyles. I love them. And the accomplishments that they've made are incredible.
Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're just going to get right to it, Tamara. How many deals did it take for you and Rajiv to get into before you realized that you could not be a part of corporate America anymore?
I would say it was probably around 7 deals that we got into. And then we actually started looking to become a lead or a sponsor on one. And when that actually happened, that's when I decided to retire so I could put, you know, focus on the property, managing it.
The big thing for us, Al, I think, was, you know, we're by nature skeptical, right? So we were skeptical of lifestyles before joining, even after joining. You know, we said, hey, this is too good to be true. And so one of the benchmarks we had was we wanted to get into, like Tamara said, several deals, you know, 6-7 deals. We wanted to see, hey, is that money actually going to come in the mailbox on a quarterly basis? And so that took, you know, let's call it 6 months to a year, depending on the deal. And as that time passed, we started to get confidence that, yeah, this roadmap really does work. We're starting to see that cash flow coming in. And, you know, that led us, as Tamara said, to the next step of considering to become a lead or a sponsor of a deal.
So instead of just being happy in retirement, Tamara, you decided to take on lead investing. Why that decision? I mean, you could have all of your time 100% available to you 100% of the time, but now you're giving some of that time back.
I wanted to actually really learn how it all worked, running an apartment complex. And so becoming a lead, you learn, you know, accounting, leasing, marketing, taxes, how to read financials, you know, how to interact with the residents, how to manage employees. And so we just really wanted to have a good foundation of that so we could move forward and eventually one day get our own property management company.
And have you arrived there? Do you have your own property management company?
We do. Yes, we do. We have, we started the management company, but we're now looking for a actual property manager to come in and, you know, manage the properties that we have.
Our approach on this was a little bit different than some folks. You know, that probably goes back to our type B personality. But as Tamara said, we wanted to be really understanding the foundation of how these things work from a day-to-day perspective. And in order to do that, we thought it would be best for us to be hands-on. So our choice initially was to work in our business to learn that foundation, especially considering that prior to coming into lifestyles, we had zero experience with real estate. So we were starting from scratch, and we felt like, you know, especially as a steward of other people's money, we really needed to know all the details and all the different areas. And now we're at a point to where we're ready for that transition of working in your business to working on your business. And part of that transition, of course, is to grow bigger and hire more folks as employees.
So you guys have seen the results that our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members have been able to produce. I mean, you've experienced those results because you're invested with 21 different apartment communities. I'm not saying that's 21 different lead investors, but that's 21 different assets that you are monitoring. Now, 2 of those have sold. Was that correct?
That's correct.
How did you guys do on those?
So one of them we've done great. That one pretty much doubled our money in about 18 months. And that was the first one that we had sold. The second one actually just sold recently. That didn't do as great. But I will say that, you know, our definition has changed of not doing as great. When we were in the stock market and something didn't do great, that meant we lost money. Here in looking at this deal still looks like it's returned about 7-8% a year, which is probably better than we could do in the stock market, but maybe a little bit worse than our first deal.
And we have 3 that sold, and the one that sold in January, we did really well with that one as well. We more than doubled.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. So we've had 2 that just about doubled our money. And, you know, if we look at our other portfolio investments that we've made, I'd say without exception, all the other ones are doing pretty well and on a similar path as well.
And I think the neat thing is with that one that didn't do as well as the rest, it's still a learning experience, is it not?
Oh, it's a great learning experience. You know, I think we're the type of people that no matter what we get involved with, we try to figure out what we can learn out of it and how we can get better at what we're doing. It's interesting to us to see how these deals work and why they work and, you know, how different sponsors operate the deal. And all of that, we feel like, you know, makes us better individuals to do what we need to go off and do.
So if I were to make an assessment of the old you, the old you used to manage like what, about $1 billion of a company's profit and loss. You managed like hundreds of employees. That's on the Rajiv side. On the Tamara side, a little more intimate, doing tax preparation and consulting, one-on-one basis, a ton of experience in the technology field. I mean, you guys were, let's just call it the way you were. You were movers and shakers in corporate America. But here's what I'm seeing you guys becoming as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. You guys are part of the new movers and shakers coming up through the lead investing side of the house. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I applaud you all doing this because you could be like me and sit back and just be a passive investor. But you also realize that you have something to contribute to the community. And I think that you're doing this lead investing, not selfishly. I think you're really doing it to help other people.
That is a big part of it. You know, I think there's no doubt when you're in a position of putting these deals together and operating a multifamily, you know, one thing that we've learned from a resident standpoint is the impact you can make to people's lives in giving them a better place to live. And that has been really evident to us. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from a lot of the residents in our communities, and we've put a lot of effort into making those communities a lot better than when we took them over. And so that's been one element of it. The other element of it has been working with our vendors and our employees, you know, the different people that we have to rely on in order to be successful. There's a lot of them. And it's also very important to us that we treat those people well. And, you know, we see on a daily basis that they're, you know, grateful for the work and grateful to work with us. And, you know, we take a lot of enjoyment out of that. And then the third leg of the stool, if you will, is our investors. We're able to create situations where they're able to invest their money and be able to do well with those investments. And, you know, that's also something that makes us feel great. And just selfishly speaking, all three of those are things that are important reasons that we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you just described the win-win scenario to a T.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's one thing when we think back, or at least I think back to my corporate days, it's kind of hard to find situations, I think, in the corporate world where everybody benefits. And that gets talked a lot about, I think, in real estate with putting teams together. But boy, our experience in Lifestyles is, yeah, you really can develop situations where everybody benefits. It's not, you know, the landlord versus the tenant. It's not an employee versus the manager. You know, these things really don't exist if you do it the right way, and everybody does benefit by it.
Investing in real estate, is it as hard as people make it out to be?
I think the investment side is easy. Once you know the right way to do things, and that's something that you and Dell and our mentors and operation consultants, you know, people like Teresa, Harold, you know, all of them have been very open with information and able to tell us the right way to do things. And, you know, we're not the smartest people on the block, and we follow their advice and guidance, and, you know, it's really worked. So it's been easy, I would say. There's a lot of work. There's no doubt that in terms of operating a property, it is a lot of work. It's not trivial. You know, it's not hard, I would say.
I think you guys are proof positive that when you join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited and we tell you that we can help you get retired in 5 years or less, you can actually get it done. And you guys knocked it out of the park. And I'm looking forward to all of your future success because we're only in the first 5 years of membership, guys. We got another 5, 10, 15 to go. And I want to thank you so much for being on today's show because I know you changed somebody's mind. If you want to get started, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
I had a guy who used to work for me. He's now a self-help guru guy out there on the radio too. And he came to me one day and he said, Del, you know, the problem is the reason I won't buy any real estate, I won't do anything positive, and won't save any money is because every time I ever make money, I spend it and I go broke. And so I'm afraid of making money. I don't want to save any money because if I save it, I'll just lose it. So my idea is spend it on what I want to spend it on, so at least I get to have what I want. I had no argument. I mean, if that's the way you feel about life, you know, that kind of belief system is going to lead to failure. And so you can't really fall for that. Being a spender, having bad credit, being broke, overspending, driving a Ferrari when you can't afford a Ferrari, that's all ego stuff. You're way, way ahead of yourself financially. So that's all part of make money, save money, right? Then the next rule is make your gold multiply, invest wisely, guard thy treasures from loss, and avoid investment. Here's my rule number one, never lose money. Now, to be able to live by rule number one, you have to live by a whole bunch of other rules. Never losing money is not, I wish upon the star I'll never lose money. Wishing upon the star doesn't do it. Never losing money means I'll never invest where I give my money blindly to someone else and they blindly do what they want with it and I just sit back and get hosed. No, I don't give my money to other people anymore. I tried giving my money to other people and what happened? I lost it.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.